Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Come and knock on our door.
Hey! The doors of the Get Up Church are open.
Get up in the morning. Get up in the morning.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell on this fabulous Friday, April the 19th. Up and ready to have a great day, and I sure hope you are too. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Erica. Really excited. Thank God it's Friday, right?
Thank God it's Friday. My last three shows. I'm in Phoenix tonight. I'm excited.
Man.
Say a prayer.
Listen, y'all going on to the West Coast and get this one hallelujah.
One hallelujah. All right, what you got for the people?
2024 is here and we are officially in primary season. Remember, you cannot vote unless you are registered. If you need to find more information about how, when, and where to vote, please visit onevote2024.com, sponsored by Urban One.
All right, guys, coming up this hour, we've got the Faith Walk, the birthday shout-outs, and the five things you need to know from Sybil Wilkes. Let us pray. Good morning, Lord. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for breath in our lungs. Thank you for legs that walk. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to walk in the victory that you said is ours. I thank you that you placed life and death before us, God, and we choose life. We choose peace. We choose joy. We choose to fight for everything that you promised us. God, we want what's ours. And so we walk in our divine authority in Jesus' mighty name. Cover us with your blood. Keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Keep us in the center of your will and in the palm of your hand. And we'll give your name praise, glory, and honor forevermore. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all. Music from Jordan Armstrong, Dietrich Haddon, and Byron Cage. Here is Do You Believe in Love by yours truly on Get Up Morning.
Wake up.
Sybil's got what you need.
You know?
This.
Sybil will. Five things you need to know on Get Up Morning.
All right, Sybil's back with what we need to know today. Good morning, Sybil.
It's Sybil Wilkes with what you need to know. Number one, despite a strong and famous family bond, members of the Kennedy family met in Philadelphia Thursday afternoon to endorse the presidential candidacy of Joe Biden. Over a dozen of Bobby Jr.'s family, including sister Carrie, nephews, nieces, threw their support to the current president. Most of Kennedy's 10 siblings, the children of the late Senator Robert Kennedy and Ethel Kennedy, said they were there to support Joe Biden, who most closely represents the values of their late father. Famed drummer and baker Ralph Roll is the owner of Soul Snacks Cookies, a Black-owned cookie shop in the Bronx, New York. Roll has crafted recipes for delicious baked treats for nearly 30 years, and those treats have customers, including celebrities like television hosts Whoopi Goldberg and Robin Roberts raving about them. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed. Be empowered.
Get in the game. It's Griff's Get Up Sports Minute.
Man, a lot going on in sports, but really not till tomorrow. Listen to this. Deion Sanders had 14 players enter the transfer portal from his team in Colorado this week, and he simply said, "We good." In the NBA, Chicago at Miami without Jimmy Butler. That's an elimination game. Then Sacramento, the 9-1-6 sack at New Orleans without Zion. Another elimination game. And then this Saturday, Orlando at the Land, Cleveland, Phoenix at Minnesota, 76ers at the Knicks, and LA at Denver. LA got Denver in the first round, number one versus number eight. NCAA Women's Gymnastic Championships are this Saturday. I don't know about y'all, but those are a big deal. I watch them often. Actually, I watch like the SEC and the LSU got a squad. That's all I'm going to know. Griff, how you know gymnastics? Because I'm sweet at sports. How about that? I'm Griff, and that's your quick sports minute. Cheryl with the birthdays.
Thank you, Griff. If you're celebrating your birthday, you're celebrating with WNBA star Candace Parker. Not a lot of birthdays today as well, but you know April's full of really good birthdays, so praise God for that. Your chance to shout out. Your birthday is coming up in 15 minutes on the birthday shout out. So Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get up. Get up. Got a lot to do. 24.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Faith Walking.
With Erica Campbell.
Right now.
Amen.
The Faith Walk.
Faith Walk. On Get Up Mornings.
Listen, there's a lot of us that go to church, right? A lot of us know church culture. We know preachers. We know gospel songs. But I feel like I have a new question that I want to ask people from now on. And that is, do you really know Jesus? Because when you really know someone, you know how they respond. You are familiar with their ways and their words. And I just wonder sometimes, do we really know and trust and love and depend and lean on Jesus? Because sometimes our actions don't show it. Sometimes our character doesn't show it. Gifted and talented and upfront and doing great things and building your quote unquote brand. But do you know Jesus? And do others know Jesus because of you? That is really our primary job. Jesus didn't come to make us famous. He didn't come to build our brands. He didn't come to build our churches. He came so that we would let the world know who Jesus is, so that when we leave here, we go to be with him in heaven. And I just think that we should take more time to introduce people to the Savior, the Master, the King, who died on the cross for our sins. Yes, have we given our hearts to Jesus? You may go to church, but does Jesus have your heart? Does Jesus have your attention? I think that's a question that deserves asking, not just for other people, but ourselves, especially when we find ourselves exposing people and getting upset and trying to make sure who's right and who's wrong. But are we operating the way Jesus would? Because are we covering them in love? Are we restoring them? There's one thing that Bishop Omer says the church does bad. That is covering when someone has fallen, because we throw them away, kick them away, stab them, and tell people don't ever talk to them again. And when it comes to getting ready for the next season of life, passing on to the next generation, we don't do that well because there's so much envy and jealousy in our hearts that we think someone's going to take something from us. We should be preparing people to know Jesus, operating loving like Jesus, knowing that my time is going to come to an end. Let me get the next generation ready so they can continue to tell people about Jesus. I don't want to fall dead in a pulpit. I don't want to fall dead with a microphone in my hand. I want to know that my time is coming to an end and prepare who is next. Teach them, train them, tell them what I know, give them what I have, allow them to expound and use their gifts and tell the world about Jesus. That's our job, y'all. That's what we should all be doing. That's my faith walk for the day. I love you and I mean it. All right, guys, now it is time for the birthday shout outs. 877-242-2426. 877-242-2426. Whose birthday do you want to celebrate today? We want to celebrate with you. Give us a call. 877-242-2426. Get up, morning.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get Up Morning
with Erica Campbell. 877-242-2426.
And I know y'all know what time it is.
Birthday shout out.
Right now. Go.
All right, guys, it's birthday shout out time. Let's see who we have on the line today.
Constance Thomas, calling from Tallahassee, Florida. I'd like to do a very big shout out to London, Washington. Happy 11th birthday, London. We love you.
Barbara Norris from Bowie, Maryland. And I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my sister, who turned 85 on April 11th. My best friend, whose birthday was on April 2nd, and my loving husband, whose birthday was on April 10th. And bless you, and I love good morning. Bye-bye.
Susan Walker, calling from Atlanta, Georgia, down out in the cold, and hey, it's her birthday.
My name is Shantina Featherstone. I'm from Roxboro, North Carolina. My daughter's name is Olivia Featherstone, and she's 18 today.
Okay, my name is Verdell, and I'm calling from Hyattsville, Maryland. And my birthday shout-out is for me. My birthday is tomorrow. And my grandson, Jeremiah Swain, whose birthday is on the 24th of April. And happy birthday, Cheryl.
Yes, good morning, everybody. My name is Benita Banger, and I'm calling from Huntersville, North Carolina. I'm calling to give two birthday shout-outs for Sunday, April the 21st. My niece, Michaela Smith, and my cousin, Wilhelmina McClinton. Y'all have a blessed day.
Okay, my name is Sandra Henderson, and I'm calling from Appomattox, Virginia. And I'd like to shout-out to my sister, Charlene Henderson,
that live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Get up, church. This is Shelly Bailey, and I am calling from Ashburn, Virginia. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thankful Friday. I have a birthday shout out for a family good friend. Her name is Kamala, and my bestie, Gabby. Kamala's birthday is on April the 20th. Gabby's birthday is on the 26th. And I want to wish them two beautiful ladies a very happy birthday. If I may say, y'all don't mind, wanted to say happy, lovely. I just want to say hello to my beautiful mom, Marion Johnson. I love you, Mom.
Good morning. My name is Eldred Lee Dockery, a.k.a. Lee Eldred. I'm calling from the Bronx, New York, by way of Laurel Hill, North Carolina. I'm shouting out a happy birthday to myself. On Monday, I'll be 79 years old. Happy birthday to Cheryl. Happy belated birthday, Cheryl. Good morning to Griffin, Erica. All right. I want y'all to check me out on YouTube. I'm singing the gospel. God bless you all. YouTube, Lee Eldred, E-L-D-R-E-D. Thank you. God bless.
Man, let's go singing the gospel. I know that's right. Tomorrow, I got to shout out Toten Pace, Mike Jones from D.C. You know Mike Jones,
yes,
Cheryl.
Absolutely.
Yep. And Killer Mike. How about that? Mike Render. His birthday is tomorrow.
This weekend. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's a lot of birthdays over the weekend. I mean, you got Terrence J's birthday. You got Rachel
that's my
Lindsay's
dude.
Birthday. Yeah, it's a lot of birthdays over the weekend. My auntie's birthday is over the weekend. And come Monday, Miss Hughes' birthday is.
Let's go, Mrs. H.
Mm-hmm. All right, happy birthday, everybody.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Camp.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, loving Jesus and loving you on this fabulous Friday. Fresh Word Friday, and today's message is from Christine Kane. Woo, if you ever looked back, this one is just for you. Plus, I'll have the Ericaism and Griff will have the joys and concerns. Music from Brian Courtney Wilson, my tour mates, Tasha Cobbs, Leonard, and Jacalyn Carr. Here's Vashawn Mitchell with See the Goodness on Get Up Now.
Fresh is the word.
The word.
The word.
Fresh Word Friday.
Let the word go forth here and now.
Fresh Word Friday on Get Up Morning.
Yes, good people, it's time for the Fresh Word. And today we're featuring a word from Christine Kane. Her message, don't look back. Here it is on Get Up Mornings.
There's 170 women that are either mentioned by name or alluded to in Scripture. But there is only one woman that Jesus ever tells us to remember. In the midst of a discourse about the end times, Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. The only thing we know about Lot's wife in Genesis 19:26. But Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt. The angel of the Lord said, don't look back at what's burning down. Don't look back at what I am finished with. Don't look back at the thing I am delivering you from. Don't look back at that thing. Look forward to the future. It says, but Lot's wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. She got calcified and stuck in a place that she was only meant to be passing through. And our world has shifted and a shaking has happened and things as we've known it are burning to the ground. And that word look back in the original language, it's look back with longing and a desire to go back. Her attachment to the past was greater than her commitment to the future. She wanted what she was leaving more than what God had for her in the future. We are so busy looking back and longing for the old that we're not moving into the new.
Man.
Ooh, fully loaded.
That's amazing on all levels.
Every single level. The only way. So many people that Jesus could have said, don't forget this person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Lot's wife, the
Lot's
lady
wife.
That looked back. Oh, my gosh.
And so when we look back, it's not, you know, we can look back and learn from the things that we saw back there or
look
did
back and
there.
Appreciate.
You're
yeah,
not but supposed not, to stay. We, that's what my mom be saying. Live in the past, die in the past. That's
yeah.
what it means.
You can't look at the things in the past and say, I wish I still had that. And, you know, especially the things God delivered you from.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
That's
yes.
the reason she became a pillar of salt, because it was evil and she wanted
yes.
that.
Yes. Ooh.
So.
Mm-hmm. She wanted the evil back. Wow.
Ooh, I felt the preach coming up in me, huh?
Listen, invite me to the church when you preach that message.
Yes,
listen,
I'm
y'all,
there.
That's the fresh word for this fabulous Friday. Don't look back. Stick around. The Erica-ism of the day is on the way.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Camp.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Real talk.
Real talk.
The Erica-ism of the day.
On Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
I saw a post that says there is no award for being perfect. There is no award for never saying no. There is no award for being exceedingly tired and worn out just because you don't know how to take just because you don't know how to say no or take time to rest. Take good care of yourself. Listen, the enemy uses your fatigue against you. I've learned that the hard way. So let's make sure we are taking good care of yourselves. I'm talking to my leaders, my pastors, my teachers, folks that work in the nonprofit field, all the things that you do to build and develop. You have to make sure that you have a fresh perspective, a fresh mind. Yes, sometimes we will be tired, but that fatigue, you know, when you feel tired in your back, in your body, every time you sit down, you close your eyes because your body is like, what in the world are we doing? It's okay to take a moment to refresh. I think I learned that definitely on this tour, learning that I had to take time. There were moments where there were other things that I could do and, you know, oh, you're in the city. You could do this, take this meeting and go here and go there. But I would run the risk of not being 100% for the concert at night. So I made the choice to not do these other things that could have very well been great, making relationships with other people. But do I want to run the risk of being fatigued? And so I made that choice. That's new for me. Usually I would try to do everything, all the things in one day. But, you know, age brings wisdom. So let me share a little bit with you. Take the moment to refresh your mind, your heart, your soul, and then make sure you are fueling yourself. What gets you excited? What is giving you new information, new insight? Because after you finish pouring, it's very easy to be empty. So make sure you allow yourself to be poured into, whether that is books, the Word of God, a podcast, whatever you do, give yourself new information so you're not just working off of what you've already used before. All right, that is my Erica-ism today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's stay refreshed and stay rested. It's Get Up Mornings. Stick around. Grizz got the joys and concerns up next on Get Up Mornings.
Wake up and praise
right here.
Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Get up, get up,
you're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Camp.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's time for Joys and Concerns on Get Up Morning.
Saints of the Most High God, we are coming to you live from the Get Up Church of our Lord, Baptist, non-denominational, denominational, AME, CME, ENG, LMNOP, Apostolic Church of God in Christ. Brother Griff, go ahead and give us your joys and concerns. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, now let the Lord use you.
Thank you, First Lady Pastor.
You are.
God gotta say happy birthday to Mike Jones in D.C. and my man Toten Pace. But first, giving honor to God who is ahead of my life, I like to say I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. Oh, one more time, Elder Sherrill, because he brought me from a mighty, mighty long way, Brother Vinos. I could have been dead, sleeping in a grave, but God is good all the time. And all the time.
God is good.
Yes, yes, yes. He's a bridge over troubled water, Cheryl. Okay, yeah. Y'all sit down. Sit down, everybody. Sit down. Thank you. I'm concerned and joyful that I'm not doing nothing this weekend. Let me tell you something. I mean nothing. I got to do my show in South Africa Saturday afternoon, but then, like, all I'm going to do, like, tonight, I'm going to probably beat my wife in a couple games of Monopoly and Uno, because that's how we get down. I got hip to Othello. My mama been playing Othello my whole life, and I forgot until just over the weekend watching my brother and his son play. I might go buy Othello and beat her up in that, too, in a good way. We have love competition. That's what it is. I'm going to sleep till I'm going to take naps. I'm going to take a nap on my nap. That's what I'm going to do. I'm telling y'all, I rarely get to do this. Like, I would say I ain't going to answer my phone, but I don't answer my phone on a regular day, so it don't matter. But Lanika, get ready for Kings in the Corner and Uno and I'm going to be on one this weekend. Now I'm saying, somebody in their car right now is a hater saying, I wish I couldn't do nothing all weekend. Well,
right.
It's not your problem. You can say, and you're all right. And somebody else saying, Griff, what you know about Othello and Kings in the Corner? I know a lot. You can say, ain't you all right? But if you like me, then you know you absolutely going to do nothing and sleep till Jesus wake you up over and over, then you get to say, ain't he all right? Yes.
You better get that sleeping now, because when the Fantastic Voyage comes, you're going to be up all night.
That's the whole reason. That's the whole reason. I got I got like 5-6 days to regroup before this Fantastic Voyage take me out.
Yeah.
I'm here for the takeout, though.
So up all night and then church in the morning and every
ship
day.
Ship church and
doing weddings in Caranones.
Man, don't get me started. I forgot. I got like 2 or 3 weddings. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, now I got to get extra sleep. I just remembered. I'm sleepy already. Just thinking about the cruise.
I'm happy for you in this sleep. I'm happy for you.
Thank you, Cheryl. There's a non-hater. Thank you, Cheryl.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Hey, good people, it's Get Up Mornings on this fabulous Friday, April the 19th. Up, having a great day. Listen, this hour we've got Wake Up and Win with Dr. Willie Jolly. His message, miracles are voice activated. Woo, that's powerful. That's all right, guys, good. Absolutely. It's time for the Vintage Vault.
Let's go inside.
Taking you back.
Way back.
Representing the class.
The Vintage Vault.
Vintage Vault.
On Get Up Mornings.
We're throwing it back to 1982 with the music from Andre Crouch from the Finally album. I loved this album. Here is We Need to Hear from You on Get Up Mornings. Inside the Vintage Vault, spotlighting music from Andre Crouch. Here's another classic from the Finally record. It's We Are Not Ashamed on Get Up Mornings. Woo!
Everlasting love.
my God. So much of my life and childhood are wrapped up in songs and this album. We need to hear from you, and We Are Not Ashamed. It really, me and Tina had the pleasure of doing We Are Not Ashamed over with Karen Clark Sheard on one of her records. And
oh,
it was just,
right.
Yes, it was just.
I remember that.
It was a highlight for me. So much of his music was just so innovative and creative, but so clearly Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. As a musician, though, like I was putting the Vintage Vault together, and my husband was listening. Like, you don't understand the level of musicality in the 80s that we looked up to when we heard an Andre Crouch record.
Right.
And so I can understand you as a musician, you know, listening to it from a different ear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those of us just listening to it, you know, for classics, because these are now hymns and classics in our church.
They are staples everywhere. You know, the blood will never lose its power. You know what I mean? Yes, Lord. And completely yes.
Lord.
Even when you think of songs like God Is Trying to Tell You Something from The Color Purple, all of that is Andre Crouch and his sister Sandra. I mean, they were on everybody's record, Like a Prayer by Madonna. I mean, just so many things. And
a lot of Hollywood movies, right?
Lots of Hollywood movies. They were the go-to people in that day to do everything. And so we just honor them today and celebrate them today. Their music is still relevant, still very present, still powerful. Do yourself a favor and go get a refresh of Andre and Sandra Crouch, all right? That is the Vintage Vault here on Get Up Morning. Stick around. We've got more on the way.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
It's time to wake up and win with Dr. Willie Jolly.
On Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Hey, it's another great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. I want to tell you a secret that I've learned is so powerful. If you want something in life, you should make up your mind to ask for it. See, you should make up your mind to be all that you can be and make the decision to do what Scripture teaches us to do, and that is to ask for what you want. If you want something in life, you have to be willing to ask for it, pray about it, speak it up. See, my friend Dr. Clarice Fluid, great woman of faith, when I interviewed her on my Willie Jolly podcast, she said that miracles are voice activated. You need to speak up and ask for what you want. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Well, the converse is also applicable. Don't ask and you might not receive. See, most people receive not because they ask not. If you want more out of life, you must ask more out of life. Ask and you will receive. Don't ask and you'll get what life throws your way. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Go to winwithwillie.com for resources to help you win more. And remember to make the most of every minute, because your best is yet to come. Hey, I've got some exciting news to share. If you're ready to change your life, join me for my Turn Your Setbacks into Comebacks one-man show on April 27th in Washington, D.C. Inspiration, entertainment, education, and motivation to help you win. Go to thecomebackshow.com. Thecomebackshow.com, a night designed to change your life.
You heard from us.
Now let's hear from you.
I'm so excited, really, because I got ruined. I didn't expect
it. The Get Up Poll is on.
Get Up Morning.
Cheryl, what is the Get Up Poll for today?
So I love a lot of the Get Up Polls that you submitted to me with, you know, with regards to reflection on life. And so based on where you are in life right now, what is something you would change? What is something you would change? So, and I had to do some reflecting. So for me, you get a little spiritually mature and you start saying, you know, I wouldn't have changed a thing because if I didn't go through this, you know what I mean? But right. For me, I think I wouldn't have dated some of the knuckleheads, if you will.
Yeah, you was out there dating them
D-boys.
You know,
yeah, and you know what? I didn't date a lot of men, but I dated length. You know, my relationships had length to it. So the first guy I ever dated was like from the 8th grade to like till I was 21. So you see what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Then I dated a few while so I know. And then the second guy I dated was, I mean, like college, I dated a few people. And so I could count on my hand pretty much how many serious, you know, relationships I had. But I wouldn't have dated some of those that I dated in college. Praise God. If I had to reflect on anything that I wouldn't have done, that would probably have been it. What about you?
I probably wouldn't have not talked to my dad for 20 years.
Gotcha.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have gave him 10. But
20 was a bit
20
much.
20 was a bit much. Yeah. Gotcha. I think I missed out on some times where we could have bonded faster. Mm. When I look back, I don't know. I'm trying to think of how to say this right, but I would have probably ended relationships better.
Got it.
I'm sure I broke a lot of females' hearts, but it wasn't on purpose. I had a broken heart. Mm-hmm, so you do what you are.
Yeah.
So
yeah, got it.
I am one of them people that say, I had to go through what I went through to get to where I'm at. But
if you could change it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
If you know now what you knew then, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep, right.
I get that. And so this is good, too, for the Get Up Church, because it'll cause them to reflect and start thinking, maybe I need to end this silence treatment that I'm having with, or, you know, this person I kicked out of my life for this long, or, you know what I mean? Or maybe I do need to get out of this relationship with this knucklehead that I'm with.
Right. And the whole thing is, when in reflection is, mm-hmm. is time is so important, right?
Yeah.
So you're in this relationship that you've been saying hasn't been going anywhere since COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're still in it. And it's just more time. You know, me not talking to my dad for that long, that was a lot of time that I missed. And I was disobedient, too. So it gave me more time to have more of him, you know, mm-hmm. in
gotcha.
The way that, you know, I would have wanted him.
It does make sense. And then, I mean, here's the thing. You can't get time back. So that's why time is so precious, right? So don't waste it. But look back, you know, we talked about Lot's wife today with Christine Kane. And so when it talked about looking back, it was talking about, you know, looking back and wanting to be back there. Like, I wish I would have in those times that were against God, that were hateful, that was, you know, dang. So I'm, you know, it's like the children of Israel. It's like, we were better off back there under Pharaoh's rule.
Right.
That's the looking back that he doesn't want. But if
right.
you can look back and reflect and say, I wish I would have done this differently, then maybe this would be this way. You could start applying it to your life right now and say, what's some things I could cut off? What's the fat I could cut off?
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have joined the military despite my dad either. He was in the Marines, and I joined the Army just because it wasn't the Marines. Like,
you'd have done probably, differently.
I could have started comedy earlier.
So here's the question to the Get Up Church. You know, if you could change one thing about your life, what would that be? Give us a call, 877-242-2426. Man. Why do I do that? 877-242-2426. I know, I'm here all day. 877-242-2426.
You're listening to Get Up. Mornings with Erica Campbell. You heard from us.
Now let's hear from you.
I'm so excited, really, because I got ruined. I didn't expect it.
The Get Up poll is on.
Get Up Morning.
All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Latricia from Houston. Latricia, if you could change something in your past, what would it be, sis?
Getting married early, not taking my time getting to know the person.
Yeah.
And
how long did you know him? I got married when I was 18. I knew her about 3 months.
Wow. I got married at the age of 22, 23.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, and it lasted, but it was difficult. It was hard, and I should have took my time, but I did it. I wanted something new, and I got something new, and I didn't see the signs like I see now.
How about that?
And I, yeah.
When you marry young like that, you grow up with each other. You
do right.
You mature and grow up.
Yeah, but his mind was somewhere else.
After
having the kids, his mind was somewhere else, and it still is there, and I'm taking care of my four kids by myself. And it's challenging, but God is... He's working on me.
Oh my God.
It's all good, sis.
We thank you for
it's all good. We love you, man.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Y'all
have a good one. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, sis. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to D.C. and talk to Monica from Capitol Heights. Monica, good morning. If you could change something from your past, what would it be, sis?
I would tell my teenage self that I would just love myself more and just pour affirmations into myself. You know, at that age, you're kind of bullied and whatnot. And I would have just spoke up for myself more and love myself.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Thanks for calling this morning.
Thank you, Griff, and thank you. I'm sorry, I forgot your name, but I love you both, and I love the show. Thank
we call her Cheryl, but you can call her whatever you feel like.
She call me Cheryl.
Elder Cheryl. Elder Cheryl.
Okay.
Charles on the line from Columbus, Ohio. Charles, if you could change something about your life, what would that thing be?
He'd be a Michigan fan.
Good morning, Griff. Good morning. I just recently really went through this. There was a behavior that I had, and you know how we always say that you're old enough to know right from wrong, but mm-hmm. until you really and truly get to the place where you say, I don't want this no more, I don't want to do this no more, I'm tired, I really went home and I wept and I cried and I prayed to God, please take this behavior away from me because I don't want it, I don't need it. And it's not only, it wasn't only hurting me, it was hurting my family. So when I said that, I literally felt a change, and he took it away from me. And now I don't even have a desire to do that no more because, I'm not a hurtful person. I don't like hurting people around me, so I had to repent. And God is real. When he say he'll take it from me, he took that behavior from me, and I am so grateful. And I literally
what's the behavior, homie? What happened? You don't want to tell us?
I can't say that on the air.
Okay. All good. And guess what? And it ain't our business, and it was taken away.
Right.
So that's the shout. So mm-hmm. we appreciate you calling this morning, man. If God could take away you being a Buckeye fan, then I would shout a little more.
Thank you,
brother. But you
thank
know,
you so
one
much.
Prayer at a time.
You know what, Griff? I can't even say nothing because Michigan, they have done their thing for the last 3 years. So I'm not a Michigan fan, but I'm saying y'all some dangerous animals on that field. So,
Charles, I appreciate that. Look at God opening you up. Love you, man.
Bye,
have a great
Charles.
Weekend.
Cool, man. Bye-bye.
All right, let's take another call and go to Q in Galveston. Q, if you could change something about your past, what would that be?
Good morning, Get Up Church. If I could change anything about my past, it'll be loving on me more. We care for so many people, whether we in relationships, friendships, kinships. We put so much energy and emphasis on other people that we forget about us. And we lose ourselves. We have to find a balance in life with God at the center, then family, then friends, then your job. But I wish if I could do it all over again, I would put more time and more energy into me.
Gotcha. Love that.
Me too. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Peace and blessings. Yes, ma'am.
I wouldn't this have shaved my head since 1992. I could have let it grow.
You still had hair.
I had hair. I was just being defiant to the military. I'm such a nonconformist. I wish I'd have had better sense for my
this
actions.
This is a good one, Griff.
You're listening to Get Up. Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get up in the morning. Get up in the morning.
Good morning, good people. Good morning, Shane. It's Get Up Mornings, y'all. I'm Erica Campbell. Loving Jesus and loving you on this fabulous Friday. Hey, Griff.
What up, B?
Chilling and revealing. You got something for us?
Have you ever wondered what happens when love turns fatal? Check out the new season of TV One's Fatal Attraction podcast. Join us on a gripping journey through love triangles, financial ruin, betrayal, and mystery. Ooh. Gain new perspectives on intriguing criminal cases and explore the motives behind them. If you're interested in true crime stories with a suspenseful twist, then the Fatal Attraction podcast is perfect for you. You can listen and subscribe on the Urban One Podcast Network. Go to UrbanOnePodcast.com or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm a little scared and also feel the need to pray right now.
Yes.
Listen, just a little bit. Father God, in the name of Jesus. All right, guys, listen. We are going to talk to Nigerian worship leader Tim Godfrey this morning. Plus, Cheryl will give us the trending topics and Griff has the quick sports minute. Music from our friends Crystal Aiken, William Murphy, and Smokey Norfolk. Here's Donald Lawrence featuring Yolanda Adams. Within him, there is no sorrow on Get Up Morning.
New artists.
Real people.
Bold music.
Real music.
Hits. Introducing.
Introducing.
Introducing. On Get Up Mornings.
On the line with us today, international worship leader, Dr. Tim Godfrey. Dr. Tim, welcome to Get Up Mornings.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Briefly introduce your song, Big God. Talk to us about it.
Listen, Big God just helps you just have that understanding, have that inner experience of how big our God is. God gave me this song to remind us that He's bigger than anything, any problem, any situation. And as we sing it and sing it and sing it, the bigger it becomes, the less everything that happens around us.
Well, here it is right now, Big God by Dr. Tim Godfrey.
Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Exclusive Get Up debut.
Love to praise you.
That was Big God by Dr. Tim Godfrey. Come on, Dr. Tim. This song is going viral, and even Whoopi Goldberg has jumped on this dance craze, man. Tell us about that. How crazy is that to have EGOT talk about it?
Yeah. It was crazy. Just one of the days, I got a lot of people sending me DMs, sending me messages. So, look, listen, Whoopi jumped on the song. Whoopi, I said, who, how? And then God see, and then she said, yes. I mean, last week, she invited me to come see her in New York. I went there, and on the show, she was doing The View. They were dancing it and having fun with it. And she said it was all her idea. She got some of her staff to dance the song and sing the song. And she said that the song has brought her closer to God, which is amazing. Yes, amazing. Like, literally, how would a song that we recorded somewhere in Lagos be so big and be so impactful that Whoopi is jumping on it and saying how beautiful the song has blessed her life? That was incredible.
So, Dr. Tim, you are one of Niger's biggest exports. You are from Lagos, Nigeria, but you're now living in Houston and you're a newlywed. How is that transition happening?
Bro, I mean, it's a whole lot of transition, leaving everything in Nigeria. But, I mean, it's going well. My wife is here. My kids are here. And my wife is actually from D.C. And it's been beautiful. And God has been good. God has been good.
I love it. This isn't the first time one of your songs has gone viral. You also did a song with Travis Greene. Tell us about that song.
So I made Travis Greene sing in African language, precisely Igbo language. And the song is Nara, Nara, Nara. And it blew everybody's mind. Listen, I was not thinking about that song too much. It wasn't, a lot went wrong in the recording. And God just told me to put it out like that. And I dropped it on Instagram just to take it away and just move on to other things. And the song was number one in about 16 countries. 16 countries. And it went viral. Everybody was singing because it's a Thanksgiving song. It's a song that says, He has done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. And all of that. If I have 10,000 tongues, it still will not be enough to thank you for everything you've done for me. So, Travis, yeah, we've recorded a song. We've done a song with Israel, Phil Thompson. I mean, the list goes. God has been good.
Yes, amen. I actually know the Igbo language. My homeboy Basket Mouth is Igbo. His real name is Bright.
Yeah, Bright.
So tell us how we can stay connected with you, sir.
Yeah, okay, on Instagram, Tim Godfrey Ward. On YouTube, Tim Godfrey Ward. On TikTok, Tim Godfrey Ward. On Twitter, Tim Godfrey Ward. On Facebook, Tim Godfrey. You can meet me there. I want to meet with you anywhere you are in the world. I mean, Big God has been done in India. They've changed the language in China. They've done it in basically all over the world. But I want to meet with you. I'm looking forward to meeting with you. And you can stream all of my songs. I mean, if you type Tim Godfrey on all DSPs, and I can't wait. Thank you so much for all of the support. God bless you.
Thank you, Dr. Tim. That's international worship leader Dr. Tim Godfrey. His new song is called Big God. Download it. Jump on the dance craze right now. Thank you again for stopping by. Stick around, y'all. We got more to share on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get up.
You're listening to Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get Up Morning
with Erica Campbell.
Find out what everybody's talking about right now.
Taking over the web.
What is it?
It's Trending Topics, up to the minute.
Trending Topics is brought to you by Denny's. Denny's is excited to continue its years-long sponsorship of the Tom Joyner Fantastic Voyage. We love supporting the Tom Joyner Foundation and our beloved HBCU. Cheryl, what's trending?
So check this out. Time Magazine selects Taraji P. Henson as a host of the 2024 Time 100 special that's going to air on ABC. I love that. Time Magazine annually recognizes 100 prominent figures who are making a difference in the world and their respective industries, spanning across entertainment, politics, business, sports, and more. ABC is set to broadcast the star-studded 18th annual event with actress Taraji P. Henson as this year's host. I love that for her. I really do. So, Griff, are you a fan of Red Lobster?
I'm not a seafood person like that, but I did like the Cajun chicken pasta. A long time, and them biscuits.
Cheddar Bay, honey. Cheddar Bay biscuits. Red Lobster is weighing a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing as it grapples with growing debt. Now, the seafood restaurant chain has been facing challenges in generating profit with its current leases and labor costs, and is seeking guidance from commercial law firm King and Spalding to explore restructuring options. And so, while sources claim Red Lobster is still undecided about whether or not to file bankruptcy, the move would reportedly allow it to keep operating while its figures is out, its next move. So they did this whole shrimp fest thing, and they thought that that was going to be endless shrimp deal that they thought was going to kind of help them get over this hump this season, but it was lackluster. So, a lot of folk in Red Lobster after church on Sunday, so they looking at going bankruptcy. Y'all make sure y'all go in and get them Cheddar Bays if you want to still have Red Lobster dinner. So that's what's going on with them. And then we've been talking about this movie, The Forge, right? Because our good friend Priscilla Shire is in it. So they actually have a release date. I'm excited about The Forge, an American Christian biblical drama, a film of the Kendrick brothers, is coming to theaters near you this summer. Alex and Stephen Kendrick, who brought us The War Room in 2015, referred to the upcoming project as a faith-filled movie with old friends and inspiring twists. The cast lineup includes some new faces and some old faces, like Aspen Kennedy from Tyler Perry's Ruthless, and motivational speaker and actress Priscilla Shire, who starred in The War Room. So look for the date coming up in the summer. And I'm going to post the trailer on our website at getuperica.com because the trailer is riveting. And
I went down there while they were shooting it, and and they brought a whole bunch of people, me and Willie Moore Jr. and just a bunch of influencers, and we watched them and chopped it up with Priscilla and her husband, and y'all gonna love this movie. Y'all gonna love this movie.
The trailer,
because
is
it's in the same world as The War Room.
Gotcha.
And I'll just say that without any spoilers, it's in the same world. So when they say same world, I mean, you know, you're gonna see people from The War Room that you know. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, guys. So we'll give you the dates as we get closer to it. All right, Griff, you up next with a Sports Minute.
In the game, it's Griff's Get Up Sports Minute.
All right, thanks, Cheryl. The NBA has a lot going on right now. Tonight, Chicago at Miami, but it's going to be without Jimmy Buckets. He's going to be gone for at least 2 to 3 weeks. Can they beat Chicago? Probably. But then can they take on number one and win? Probably not. And then the 916, Sack. The Kings, they are at New Orleans, and then New Orleans don't have Zion Williamson. Zion, who played 70 games this year, that's like the most in his career. Now, I believe they went 7-5 without him, but it's going to be tough. That's all I'm saying. Sacramento, not sorry. Also, the NCAA Women's Gymnastic Championships are this Saturday. Got to shout them out. And in college football, Deion Sanders had 14 players enter the transfer portal from Colorado this week. And he casually says, "We good. You got to love Deion." I'm Griff, and that's your quick sports minute. Cheryl with the birthdays.
Thank you, Griff. If you're celebrating your birthday, you're celebrating today with WNBA star Candace Parker. And if it's your birthday, well, happy birthday from Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
You're listening to Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, and we are at the end of our time. All right, Sherilyn Griff, tell them what you loved about the show today on this fabulous Friday.
It's so hard. I know everything that happened all throughout the show today, from the Vintage Vault to our Fresh Word with Christine Kane. Man, it was so good. The music, the entertainment, the ministry moments, Erica. Mm-hmm. My goodness. So anyway, if you missed any of it, go to getuperica.com. Click on the podcast link and go get a recap of it all.
Yeah, yeah. Griff, what about you?
I actually like learning about the vault.
Yes.
We learned the music mm-hmm. in the vault that you and Cheryl know oh so well.
Yep. Listen, we grew up in this thing. We're going to teach you a thing or two.
Griff, I loved your relationship with Dr. Tim Godfrey because you guys had that whole African connection there. So that was pretty dope too.
Nigerian Igbo.
Super dope. Super dope. Listen, I love the Get Up Church, and I know you do too. Let's end with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this day. We ask you to be with us, God. Your word says that we should always pray and not faint. There is never a time we should stop praying. So, Father, we will talk to you, lean on you, trust you, ask you all the questions, because, Father, you are the answer. You don't just have the answers. You are the answer. So we lean into your presence. We come against every negative spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind you and send you back to the pit. You are not welcome here. God gave me power, love, and a sound mind, so everything that's not like God must go in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for being with us in our process. No matter how we feel, you are with us in our process. We are not alone in this thing, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We love you and we praise you. Keep us in the center of your will and in the palm of your hand. Cover us with your blood and keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, help us to walk in victory all weekend long. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. We'll see you on Monday. We'll be faith walking.
Love talking.
And joy living.
On Get Up Mornings. Bye, everybody. Get up. Cause you can't stop. Get up. Got a lot to do. 24
hours. Almost home. Get up. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.